Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution, hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, will show what it means to keep the covenant and walk in faith. Can both be done simultaneously? What does faith consist of? Does faith consist of works? There's a question, where is your faith? We will find that out. There's a question in Luke 18, verse 8, which asks, will he, the Lord, find faith on the earth? When he comes, will he find faith on the earth? The commandment coming from that question is find faith. So it is the duty of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, to find faith on the earth here. The Lord has come. He shall find faith. There's a commandment that says, have faith in God. That's Mark 11, verse 22. Have faith in God. We get from that commandment that faith has to do with God. We can, say that faith has to do with God, this faith that we are talking about. Our commandment. John 20, verse 27. You, the Israelites, and I'm talking to the Israelites, I'm talking to my people, the people of God, the people belonging to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, the people who the AVB says they first gave themselves to 9:20-27, to be not faithless, but believing. We will see what the Israelites should be believing. Be not faithless, but believing. The commandment there in 2 Chronicles 20:20 says to the Israelites, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Now, I have told you who the Israelites are in this day and time. The Israelites are the same people who were alive, living, during the time these things were written. The Israelites are the people the Gentiles took into captivity, made to do slave labor, and many years later, they were quit from their slave labor. Slavery was abolished. The Israelites are what some call black people today. The Israelites are those people who are descendants of those people, the Gentiles, first took into captivity and cast into slavery. As I said, slavery was later abolished, but the Israelites are still held in captivity. So the Israelites today are the descendants of those people, the Gentiles, alias white people, first took into captivity and made to do and made perform slave labor. So you know who the Israelites are. You know who I'm talking about when I speak of the Israelites. Black people. In America, they are called black people. They are called Afro-Americans, maybe other things. But the Israelites worldwide, as I said, are the descendants of those who were cast into captivity, made do slave labor, and scattered abroad throughout the nations of the Gentiles. Now, the Israelites are commanded to be not faithless, but believing. They are commanded in 2 Chronicles 20:20 to believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established, Israelites. The Israelites are the people of the Lord, their God. The name of the Lord, their God, today is Tommy L. Hart. So, believe in the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart, so shall ye be established, so shall ye prosper. To understand what your faith is, be advised. Walk in accordance with your own faith, you Israelites. Walk in accordance with your own faith. You have a faith that has come from your ancestors. Keep your own tradition, and that not of another. Keep your own tradition, Israelites. Look to the Lord your God. Keep your own tradition. The tradition of your ancestors, the tradition of not being faithless, but believing in the Lord your God. I say to you, take up and continue in your ancestors' faith, which is your faith. Your ancestors' faith is an everlasting faith. Take up and continue your faith tradition, the faith of your fathers. Put your faith in practice. Romans 14:22 wants to know, do you have this the faith of your fathers? And if so, Luke 18:25 asks, where is your faith? We shall find out these things. This, which I'm teaching, is all about faith. All about faith. This faith concerns the Israelites and their God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Have your God, Israelites. The first people, the people first, as I said earlier, gave themselves to the Lord. Last time, I showed you a part of your faith. I presented to you your covenant, the everlasting covenant, coming from your fathers. In this episode, I will present to you other parts of your faith. Yes, the everlasting covenant is a part of your Israelites' faith. Deuteronomy 31:8. We're going to look into this faith, see what it is, see what it consists of, see what is there for us, the Israelites. Deuteronomy 31:8, He, the Lord, will be with thee. That's a prediction. He, the Lord, shall be with thee. The question coming out of Psalm 42, verse 3 asks, where is your God? And Proverbs 30, verse 4 asks, what is his name? Where is thy God? And what is his name? Psalm 9, verse 10 says, they that know thy name shall put their trust in thee. Talking to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. They that know thy name shall put their trust in thee. The Israelites today should know the name of their Lord. I have told them many times. What is his name? His name is Tommy L. Hart. Where is he? Where is thy God? I am here on earth. Acts 8:10 says this. Remember this, I've told you. This man, what man? The Israelites' Lord and God. What is his name? Tommy L. Hart. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great tower of God. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power having the designation of God in the Bible. In the Bible, Tommy L. Hart fills the bill for God. Okay? Now, the question, I gave you a commandment, well, a prediction rather. He, the Lord, will be with thee. The question, 1 Chronicles 20, verse 18, is not the Lord your God with you, Israelites? Talking to the Israelites. Is not the Lord your God with you? Yes, he is. I've told you his name, Tommy L. Hart. Where is thy God? He is with you. I am here on the earth with my people. I'm talking to my people right now. The fulfillment, remember the question, is not the Lord your God with you? Fulfillment, 1 Samuel 3, verse 10, it says, and the Lord came, and I am here. You hear my voice. Isaiah has said, the Lord God will come. Prediction fulfilled. Okay, are you keeping up with me? You should know the Lord your God, know his name, know where he is. You should know that he is here on the earth with men. He's here on earth with you. Covenant statement, actuality. What is real? Numbers 14, verse 9, acknowledgement of the truth. The Lord is with us. Fulfilled. The Lord is with us here on the earth. The Lord God will come. He has come. And the Lord came. Fulfillment. The people should be rejoicing. Bible predictions are fulfilled in this day. The Bible predictions concerning the Lord God, the Bible's Lord God, has come to pass. In the man, Tommy L. Hart, Israelites. Psalm 48, verse 14. Well, let me get to Acts 10:39 before. The Lord is with us. Covenant statement coming from the Israelites. The Lord is with us. Acts 10:39, we are witnesses of all things which he did. And I have presented to you, Israelites, as far as that's concerned, I've done it to the world. I have presented all things to you. Now, it is your responsibility to consider all things. That's a responsibility you have. That is a duty of yours, Israelites, to consider all things. And it's your responsibility to consider all the things I say, all that I teach, whether I'm talking about all things or the knowledge of God or faith, the covenant, the law. That's your, these things are your responsibility to know, to have and to know, and to hold on to and to walk in accordance with these things that I teach. But not only that, it's your responsibility to tell others, to tell other Israelites, until we all know and have the knowledge of the Lord God. We all know that he's here. We all Israelites know that his name, that their name, that their God's name is Tommy L. Hart. Spread the word. Spread the word. Walk in your own tradition, that of which I'm, you know, trying to talk about now. Walk in your own tradition. Know the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart. What Psalm said, know that the Lord, he is God. Know that you, Israelites, are his people. The statement says in Psalm 100, we are his people. We, the Israelites, are the people of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Moving on. Okay. We are witnesses. You, Israelites, are witnesses of all things. I have given them to you. It is your responsibility to be a witness. You are called upon to be a witness of all things which the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has done. Psalm 48, verse 14, for this God, Tommy L. Hart, is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide, even unto death. Speaking of all things are the infallible proofs of the presence of God, the Bible's God, on the earth. I say that again. All things are the infallible proofs of the Lord God's presence on the earth. Infallible. Okay, so I've spoken of a prediction I've spoken of the covenant faith, the covenant statement. The Lord is with us. This God is our Lord, Tommy L. Hart, forever and ever. Isaiah 40, verse 9, behold your God, Israelites. Israelites, behold your God. He's with you. He has come. Behold him. That's Isaiah 49. It says, behold your God, Israelites. And John 19:5 says, behold the man. So listen, two statements. Behold your God, John 19, verse 5, behold the man. And Isaiah 10:33, behold the Lord of hosts. Tommy L. Hart, the man. The Bible commands the Israelites to behold their Lord, to behold the man, and behold their God. Behold your God, behold the man, behold the Lord of hosts. Yes, Tommy L. Hart, the Israelites' God, is a man. That was stated in the verse that I quoted. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power having the designation of God. Behold your God. That's your duty. That's a commandment. Behold the man, Tommy L. Hart. That's your duty. Behold the Lord of hosts. Israelites, those three things are your duties. Testimony. Well, before we get to that, 2 Chronicles 20, verse 12, our eyes are upon thee. They say to me, who? The Israelites say to me, our eyes are upon thee. Because what? They are commanded to behold the man, behold the Lord, behold their God. So they say in response, now that I have come, made myself known, they say, our eyes are upon thee, Lord Tommy L. Hart. Testimony statement, Isaiah 6, verse 1, I saw the Lord. Judges 13:22, we have seen God. Acts 8:10, this man is the great power of God. How do they know? Because they have considered all things. All things are the infallible proofs of the presence of the Lord God on earth. Okay, now, the judgment, Jeremiah 46, verse 10. It says, this is the day of the Lord God. The judgment comes from what has been, what is known, what has been seen, what is known. That, hey, the Lord is here. He has showed us all things. This man fills the bill for God. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is our Lord. He is here. He has come. And so the judgment is, this is the day of the Lord. As a result of what has happened, with things having to do with the man, Tommy L. Hart, the judgment is, this is the day of the Lord. So what's my point here? I've shown you predictions, I've shown you judgment, I've shown you testimonies, I saw the Lord, we have seen God, I've shown you covenant statement. All of these things have to do with your faith. Your faith, Israelites, consists of predictions in the AVB and their fulfillment. Your faith consists of judgments. Your faith consists of ordinances. Where's the ordinance here? The ordinance here is you are commanded to behold your God. That is an ordinance. You are commanded to behold the Lord of hosts. That's an ordinance. Okay? You see what is happening here? All of these things having to do with the presence of God on the earth? Question. Is not the Lord your God with you? And there's the statement in Luke which says, the Lord is with thee. That's a conclusion. Based on all things, the Lord, your God, is with you, Israelites. Based on the knowledge of all things coming from Tommy L. Hart, the judgment is, this is the day of the Lord. All of these things, the judgments, covenant, faith, ordinances, and all testimonies, testimonial statements, all of these things are things, elements of your faith. Get that? Moving on. So they say to me, in the Supreme Book, the Israelites' Supreme Book of, in the Supreme Book, they say to me, thy day is come. As a conclusion, this is the day of the Lord, and they say to me, thy day, your day, has come. We are living in the day of the Lord. Now, we talked about the presence of God. Let's talk about the fear of the Lord. Jeremiah 5:24, covenant statement. Let us now fear the Lord our God. The ordinance, 2 Kings 17:39, the Lord your God ye shall fear. That's a commandment. An ordinance is a commandment. The prediction. And it can also serve as a proclamation, Deuteronomy 13:11, all Israel shall hear and fear. Hear what? The Lord God and fear. That means respect him, honor him, have him in awe, reverence the Lord. That's what I'm trying to say, reverence the Lord. All Israel shall hear and fear. And the ordinance, Proverbs 3, verse 7, fear the Lord and depart from evil. Question, Luke 23:40, does not thou fear God? Do you not fear God, Israelites? Do you not fear God? Another question, Psalm 27, verse 1. Whom shall I fear? Well, you've already been told in the first ordinance in this part that I gave you. Proverbs 3:7, fear the Lord. Who is the Lord? What is his name? What is his name? Tommy L. Hart is the Lord. He is called also Israel in the Bible. The Lord is called Israel in the AVB, and his people are called Israelites. Get that. Israel, Israelites. Now, the Lord's people are also called Israel. Two things there. The Lord is called Israel. His people are called Israel, and they are called Israelites. And all Israelites are Hebrews. So, in talking about the fear of the Lord, we have a covenant statement. A covenant statement saying, let us now fear the Lord our God. We have a couple or so ordinances having to do with fearing the Lord God. 2 Kings 17:39, the Lord your God ye shall fear. And Proverbs 3, verse 7, fear the Lord and depart from evil. And I said this statement can serve as a prediction and even a proclamation, Deuteronomy 13:11, all Israel shall hear and fear. And then we have questions. Luke 23:40, doth not thou fear God? And Psalm 27, verse 1, whom shall I fear? So your faith, as I said before, is made up of several different things. Your faith consists of covenant statements. Your faith consists of testimonial statements. Your faith consists of ordinances and commandments. Your faith consists of law. I want you to get that. Get these things. Your faith is inclusive. It consists of many things. Get that. And all these things go together, constitute your faith. Have faith in God. To have faith in God, you must simply obey the covenant. Simply put, obey the covenant with its corresponding ordinances or commandments. The covenant and its corresponding commandments. That's what I'm reading here. Covenant statement, and then I read an ordinance or commandment, whichever one you want to call it. They are the same. Okay? The point of all of this is that about faith. The things, these things that I'm showing you, presenting to you, go together, and they constitute your faith. These things, the law, judgments, covenant statements, ordinances, predictions, questions and answers, predictions and fulfillments. All of these things are things of faith. Get that. All of these things. And all of these things, being things of faith, they come from our ancestors, the Israelites' ancestors. And we are to take them up, since we've been separated from them. The Lord God has found these things and bringing these things back to our remembrance, what I talked about last week, a book of remembrance. The book of remembrance is for the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. And the works of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, cause you, the people, the Israelites, to remember. I bring these things to your attention. My works bring these things to your attention. Okay? And this is really something, because my people, you, my people, have been taught so differently about matters in the Bible. You have been taught, you have been deliberately tricked. You have been deliberately deceived by the Gentiles, alias white people, those who hated you in time past, those who still hate you today. They still put out the lies, and you, my people, still go along with the lies. I say to you, stop it. The Bible says, quit like men. Quit. You hear my teaching, and it's easy to see that you've been taught wrong. Regardless of what religion you belong to, you haven't been taught these things. Okay? Get on the right track. The Bible says of the Lord, he shall show you the right way. And that right way you are to walk in. This is the right way. The way of the covenant. The way of the judgments of the Lord. The way of the covenant concerning the Lord. The way of predictions and fulfillment. The way of the law. I show you the way. The way is old. Comes from our ancestors. I think I read this last week. It says, bring forth the old. Bring forth the old. That's what I'm bringing forth. The covenant is old. The law of the Lord is old. Your faith is old. I'm bringing these things forth to you. What is your duty? Your duty is to hear and receive. Hear and receive. Even the Old Testament, the Gentiles call the Hebrew Bible. Did you get that? The Gentiles call the Old Testament the Hebrew Bible. Hebrew is a reference to black people. Black people who were taken into captivity and enslavement, slavery, by their enemies, the Gentiles. Hebrews are dark-skinned people who look like the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart. That's what a Hebrew is in the Bible. The Gentiles want you to think Hebrews are Gentiles. Those Gentiles they call Jews. The Gentiles lie so much. But I'm so glad for the AVB, the Israelites' Supreme Book of Governance. I'm so glad for it. Because in it, the AVB contains old documents coming from the Hebrews, our ancestors. I say that again. The AVB contains old documents coming from our ancestors. The Gentiles took these old documents of ours, such as things concerning relating to our faith and all, and our government back then. They took these documents and put them in the book called the Bible. And I, on the other hand, go into the book, see these things, these documents, and I pull them out, and I present them to you, my people, the ones to that actually own these things. These things that I present to you are your possessions, coming from your ancestors. Study my word. Don't add to it, because I'm clear in what I say. But know what I teach. These things belong to you. The covenant, faith in God, the judgments, the predictions and fulfillments, the questions and answers. These things are the covenant with its corresponding commandments. These things belong to you, my people, the Israelites. Now, in my closing, I remind you of your faith. Your faith, this is what I have tried to show you in this episode. Your faith, faith is the word faith itself. Faith refers to believing. Faith, belief, that which is believed. Your faith, your fathers believed in the Lord their God. Your fathers looked forward to the Lord coming in this day and time. That's why you have the predictions. Now you have the fulfillment of the predictions and the covenant. It's a covenant of faith. The covenant, which I read to you last week, go back and listen to last week's episode where I presented to you the covenant. Know the covenant, know the terms of the covenant, and know that you can't do one without doing the other. If you are walking in accordance with the covenant, you're keeping the law, and you're walking in faith. You're walking in faith. If you're walking in faith, you are keeping the terms of the covenant. And on the other hand, if you're not keeping the covenant, its terms, then you're not keeping faith. You're not keeping the tradition coming from your fathers, your ancestors. But know that faith, your faith is inclusive. It consists of all these things I talk about. Your faith, this faith I present to you, is yours. Let me read my closing. I have some other stuff here. In closing, the covenant is the expression of your faith. The question, will he find faith on the earth? We have an answer. The Lord Tommy L. Hart has found faith. He has found out your faith. Get that. Mark that as a yes to the question, will he find faith on the earth? And say that he has found it, and you should know about this faith. Okay, the covenant is the expression of your faith. The covenant puts on display your duties to keep the your duties. That's very important. The covenant puts on display, Israelites, your duties, the things you are to perform. To keep the covenant is to live the covenant, to fulfill the terms of the covenant. To keep the covenant is to carry out or fulfill the ordinances, the commandments of the covenant. An ordinance is a command. The covenant shows required duties. It states the things you should be doing. You have a duty to fear God. You have a duty to serve the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. You have a duty of seeing the Lord and knowing the Lord and serving the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart. You have the duty of performing the words of your covenant. There's a commandment which says, keep the words of this covenant and perform them. It goes something like that, but that's its essence. Keep the words of the covenant and do them. Obey them. Obey the ordinances. Obey the commandments. Faith is that which you believe or should be believing if you are not believing it. The faith the Bible talks about. The faith in the Israelites book of supreme book of governance. Faith. Your faith. What you should be believing, what you should be doing. The statement in the book of the law says, he will show us the way. I'm to show you the way wherein you are to walk and show you the work which you are to do. That's my duty, and I'm doing that, and I'm making it clear. Okay, got to close. Faith is that which you should be doing or believing if you're not believing and doing, okay? The expression of your faith, that's the covenant. To keep the faith is to be mindful of the covenant and carry out its terms. To walk in faith is to be mindful of the covenant and carry out its terms. As for faith and covenant, if you neglect one, you neglect the other. If you fulfill one, you fulfill the other. Do you have faith? The question asks. And where is your faith, Israelites? Yes, the Israelites have faith. Where is it? Their faith is seen in the covenant. Their faith is seen in the predictions and fulfillments. Their faith is seen in the judgments. Their faith is seen in the testimonials and other things. Their faith is seen. While the covenant is a part of a whole, of a larger or greater whole, faith is inclusive. The term faith speaks to the covenant, the judgments, the ordinances, the predictions and answers, prediction and fulfillments, the question and answers, etc. It consists of the law. The law is a crucial part of your faith. What have I done? I have found faith. I have found out your faith on the earth. Israelites, my people, you have a faith, you have a covenant. Walk in the light of your fire, says Isaiah 50:11. Walk in the light of your fire, your faith, your covenant. Follow your